You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway, Broadway, in all of its glory, we all have a memory, we all have a story. Was there an understudy, or did the show stop? Did you see Barbara before she shot to the top? Join us as we revel in a reverie, it's my Broadway memory.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Every episode of My Broadway Memory begins with a segment we like to call Good News, where we bring on a correspondent to share some good news with our listeners to bring hope during these difficult times. In order to make the podcast experience more consumable for our listeners, we've decided to separate Good News and the Main Event segments into two separate seasons. Season 1 is all of our Good News segments, and Season 2 is all of our Main Event segments. Without further ado, here's this week's Good News.
What is Deaf Broadway? Filmed in real time via webcam with diverse deaf talent from around the world, this groundbreaking series provides full and complete American Sign Language, ASL, access to beloved selections from the Broadway catalog. Embracing both the challenges and opportunities of our current quarantine, the ultimate goal for Deaf Broadway is unprecedented visual language access for the deaf community. And I am so excited to welcome Garrett Zucker. Yay!
Yes. And of course, his interpreter, Kim.
Yes. Hi, Kim. Hi, Garrett. How are you guys?
Hi.
Hi. So, Garrett, do you want to just jump off the diving board? I'm looking at a pool, so I guess that's the imagery I have in my mind, right? I'm literally looking at a pool. Do you want to just explain a little bit about Deaf Broadway, how it started, and anything you want to throw in there?
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Garrett Zucker. I'm deaf. I'm an actor. I'm a director. I'm a playwright. All of those things. I wear many hats. And honestly, the theater community, as you know, we've talked a lot about Broadway being closed, obviously. And, we don't know when it's going to come back, 2021. We have no idea. So it's, in a weird way, this quarantine is also an opportunity for access for the community for Broadway as well. So what happened when coronavirus started, those of us in the deaf community, we were trying to watch shows, Broadway shows. We wanted to watch things on YouTube, Broadway HD. But all of the access was provided how? It was provided with captions. But many people really don't realize that captions are not full access. So, for many reasons, here's a perfect example. Stephen Sondheim's work is famous for being fast and wordy, and there's a lot overlapping. And many people don't see all of that in the captions. Because all of us were deaf actors, we're stuck at home and we had nothing to do. So we thought, why not? Let's watch Sweeney Todd. So let's get a group together and watch on Zoom. And you know the famous film with Angela Lansbury? So we just had a watch party, basically. On Zoom, all of us got together, you know, myself and different deaf actors. And we basically decided, you know, let's get one deaf actor for each character and let's just sign along with the play. And then it became clear for the first time, the captions don't really provide enough information, who the character is, who's saying which line, for example. How are the characters saying it? What is the tone of their voice? Many times two or three or four people are singing at the same time and the captions ignore what the other people are saying, so you don't get the full story. And if you don't believe me, go ahead and watch the captions with Sweeney Todd and you can see for yourself how confusing it is. So basically, we realized that we have plenty of deaf talent around the world. And that Zoom is the perfect way to connect our community and allow all of us to work together. Usually, if you have a deaf actor, they don't always get to work with each other because they're spread out all over the United States and everybody's separate. So maybe you see, if you see a show, you might just see one deaf actor and not in one show. You wouldn't see a whole cast of deaf actors, but this really allowed for a whole cast of deaf actors. So we got some friends together to show Sweeney Todd, all deaf friends. And when they saw it, they just loved it. And so many deaf people said, this is the first time I really got it and understood the show. So I was like, we have to keep doing this. It's so important. So then the next show we did was Into the Woods. And we had 20 deaf actors together from all over the world.
Wow.
And for the first time, I understood ASL harmony. It was incredible.
Wow.
Because we had 20 deaf actors who were all signing different things.
Oh my God.
So if you see a show like Spring Awakening and you see that on Broadway, they're all signing the same thing at the same time. So it's more like choreography and it's not really harmony. Harmony really requires that you have different elements that all fit together and make one whole. So to have 20 deaf actors signing different things, it was just beautiful.
So,
but it's funny, when we did Into the Woods, we get a call from Stephen Sondheim's private lawyer.
yeah.
And we were like, oh, I think we're in trouble. So we set up a meeting with MTI, Music Theater International, and they control the rights for most Broadway musicals, and Stephen Sondheim's lawyer. And we got on Zoom, we had the meeting, and the very first thing that they said was, we love what you're doing. And keep doing it. And nothing would make Stephen Sondheim happier than to know that what you're doing is providing access for the deaf community. So we had the full go ahead. The only problem really was that we need a visual tool when we're making these shows because, you know, hearing people, they can hear the music, but deaf actors really need something visual to support and follow while they're performing. So we've been using, you know, filmed musicals primarily that you can see side by side next to all of the actors performing. And MTI does not control those filmed productions. They only control the performance rights. So they said, go ahead, but you have to get the rights for all of these film performances. And so that's been our biggest challenge so far, is connecting all these individual producers. First, you have to figure out who was the producer, then you have to contact them. Many times it feels like a wild goose chase, honestly. You get sent in all these different directions, sending emails, who has the rights, this person. And anytime we finally get through to the right person, they're like, oh, it's fine. Yeah, go ahead and perform. Yeah. We've contacted MTV, Viacom, Hal Luftig, all of these people, and they're all like, oh, anyway, we can help you. We'd be happy to.
Wow.
So it's just amazing to see people being so supportive. So far, we've done 4 shows: Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods, Company,
Sondheim Lovers,
and Legally Blonde. Yes, we are Sondheim Lovers, definitely. We've
but also
already
we'd
filmed
love
2 more shows, but we're waiting on permission. Yes, of course. Sondheim is just, he's the best. Everyone loves him. So really, at this point, we're shifting access for captions. I mean, for the deaf community, English captions are their second language. Mm. So ASL is their first language. So we really want to provide full access to the shows in their native language.
When theaters come back, what do you see this momentum that you've created? How do you see it moving on and continuing?
Honestly, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. It's impossible right now to predict the future. So we're just taking it day by day for right now. And really, our number one goal is to get permission to provide all kinds of access. Our number one goal right now is to try to provide access for the new release of Hamilton. That is our main goal. So if anyone out there knows Lin-Manuel Miranda and can help us get permission, we would really appreciate it.
I mean, just put it out there, you know? And that was kind of going to be one of my questions is, since you're feeling a little overwhelmed and not sure what's going to happen next, Shakina, who's our guest for tonight, wrote in the backstage chat, just said she's feeding him now. But I, you know, since Good News is a call to arms, how can we get involved? How can we help out Deaf Broadway? I mean, Brian and I, the listeners, the viewers, how can we get involved with you and help you?
You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook, social media. Anytime you post something, just retweet, repost, just get the word out there that we're Deaf Broadway on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything. So you can follow us and see our work. That would really be the best thing you could do.
Yeah, we'll be sure to put that in our story later on tonight and in the show notes.
100%. When you're talking about harm, just a quick question, there's such a layered idea of what harmony is when the sound is actually taken out. So, you know, I'm thinking of songs like Sondheim has a lot of counterpoint, and I'm thinking of other songs that have counterpoint, like One Day More in Les Mis, and thinking of the character's intention in those shows.
Your Fault is probably a nightmare in Into the Woods.
My God, Your Fault. Like what that is like to discuss that when the length, when
you
the
have
language.
No idea.
Oh my God.
It's so funny. During our rehearsal, we rehearse each show maybe 2 times before.
Wow.
And it's funny, we're all deaf actors and we were just completely lost during Your Fault because most of the time the individual lines were not captioned in that part of the show. So they're like, when do I jump in? When do I overlap? What do I do? So I directed that show. So I just told the actors, basically, I said, don't worry about the timing. Just have the script ready next to you. And just sign and get those lines out as much as possible. And don't worry about timing, because we tend to worry about, you know, for ASL, the message, just get the lines out, because the message is what really is important. I will say we did have to add a lot of cues for the deaf actors as well, so they would know when to start. It was a real challenge because of the complicated score. And then we had to add character names to all of the lines in this actual video because they weren't there, because the actors had no idea who was saying what line. So really, so far, you know, we've done a lot of captions. Oh, sorry, with the deaf community and captions, it feels like you're just feeding us a little bit. But we don't actually get to experience these shows the way they were meant to experience, the way they were written, because the captions don't provide enough.
Well, I think it's really great to bring that sort of awareness to everybody, because, you know, something that, you know, Michael and I would have thought about, like harmony, you know, I would have never thought that harmony doesn't come across in the same way as it does to us. You know, you just think it's about not being able to hear, but that there are those intricacies that are more important than just the words themselves.
And what makes it even better, about 90% of deaf children are born hearing parents. And that 90%, most of their parents never even learn sign. So these deaf children are stuck at home with no language access. They can't communicate with their families. And we've heard from so many people who've reached out to us and saying, thank you for creating this for my children. Thank you for giving my kids a language model, because they're not getting anything right now being stuck at home during coronavirus.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
One mother specifically said to us, my hearing kids love the movie Into the Woods, but it wasn't until now that my deaf child could actually enjoy it with them.
Wow.
And that is absolutely amazing, because that is another way that musical theater proves to bring people and families together. Musical theater is a way for people to come out, to express themselves, to be able to get their wildest dreams realized. But this is about communication. This is about understanding humans on another level, and this just proves that musical theater is the best. is the healing, is the
amen.
Yeah, thank you so much, my friends, for coming on. Kim and Garrett, both of you, thank you. We will get this little section of the show out on our social media so everyone can see. And I'm feeling very inspired by this, and Brian, are you as well?
100%.
We'll be in touch, and we'll and yes. And what are your socials, Garrett, so we can keep in touch and tweet you out and all that good stuff?
At Deaf Broadway.
Cool.
On all
Instagram, all across the board.
Cool. Awesome.
Love it. Thank you. Joey Caverly wants to know, can Deaf Broadway do Hairspray next?
Wow.
Hopefully. Because of what's happening with Black Lives Matter, we really want to shift the focus to more shows that really feature people of color. So those are the next shows that we're working on. So, because people in the deaf community definitely people of color don't get enough access, don't have enough exposure. So we really want to show, take this opportunity to show people of color and deaf talent.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much. Really.
We're going to shout you from the rooftops with your socials and make sure that people get involved. So thank you so much for being here today.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.